sword and shield. I am marked by Mother Morrigan with the strength I wield. Hail, warrior, swift on the raven's wing. Hail, warrior, hail to the Phantom Queen. I am marked by Mother Morrigan, scars, wind, and flame. I am marked by Mother Morrigan as I call her name. Hail, warrior, swift on the raven's wing. Fighting for the Mother Morrigan, battling to be free. Following my Mother Morrigan till she comes for me. Hail, warrior, swift on the raven's wing. Swift on the raven's wing. Hail, warrior, hail to the Phantom Queen. Hail to the Phantom Queen. Hail to the Phantom Queen.
Welcome to the IPMA's Who Am I interviews, a special thing that is just available to our IPMA musicians. And I am here today, I'm so excited, with Morganth, all the way from the West Coast. How are you doing today, Morganth?
Absolutely awesome sauce.
Fantastic. So I really appreciate you taking this little bit of time to talk to us and give our viewers and listeners an opportunity to know a little bit more about you, and we'll just go ahead and get right into it, if that's okay with you. Are you ready?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking the time once again. So, tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
Music has actually been pretty much always a part of my life. Both of my parents do music. My mom, you know, he was always saying to us as a kid. My dad plays like guitar and stuff. And he actually taught me a little bit of guitar when I was growing up. I sort of just took to instruments myself on my own and ran with it and started meeting musicians, and they started inviting me on stage because I played different instruments and sang different things.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So, what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
There's a certain vibe that goes with being a pagan musician and working within the pagan community. They have a very strong connection to their stories and a very deep appreciation for musicians and storytellers. So when you go into doing pagan music, it creates this shared energy between you and the audience that sometimes doesn't happen with other genres or other types of groups. It's a very special connection, and it's one I've always gotten to enjoy since I was like a teenager.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, thank you. So obviously, what's the next question comes up is, what's the most challenging thing about being a pagan musician?
Well, I'm a harpist. So for me, the most challenging thing is how often I find myself at gigs with no electricity. My harp is an electric harp. It's a very unique little instrument, and so it does not have a lot of natural amplification. You get out in these wonderful, wild, natural places, and I love being in those places. But then there's no electricity, and you have to get really creative to create this sort of amplification and, you know, ambiance necessary for people to even be able to hear me, much less get to enjoy it.
So, how can the IPMA help you enhance your personal musical reality?
The IPMA is honestly helping me because my issue was getting connections into places and being able to reach out to parts of the community that aren't necessarily local to me. So being able to work with them, I get the online support that I need with like website and stuff, because I am not a website designer by any stretch. Like, I get a lot of things, that's not one of them. So between that and the connection building, so that I can actually get out to an audience to have people to play for, to work with all of the other musicians as well, because that's a huge, huge boost. You know, anytime you get to work with other people who are already in the field, you learn, you grow, you change, and you get all these amazing experiences. So the IPMA is a great way to be able to reach out and do that and get some extra resources when you need it.
Awesome. So at the beginning of this interview, we played a particular song. We played Phantom Queen. And can you tell us a little bit about why you chose that song?
Phantom's Queen is about the goddess the Morrigan and her followers. It's a song about the connection between them. In my eyes, it's basically, how does the Morrigan pick you? How does she mark you? She's a very interesting goddess to work with, you know, kind of a bit of a dark goddess, but I look at her as not just, you know, dealing with warriors on the battlefield, but also like mental illness when you have, you know, the battles in your own mind. That's one of the hardest to deal with. And so if people who have that kind of a problem, that kind of a challenge, tend to turn to the Morrigan. And so this song is actually about that connection between them. It's also a great example of the unique way that I apply my harp. Like, I can do the classic stuff, I can do the Celtic stuff, but what's being used in the Phantom Queen is my dream of pushing the harp to the next level, where it's not just an acoustic instrument. It sounds like an electric guitar, but it works like a harp. And it's just an amazing flavor to the music. So yeah, I decided that was a good pick of basically kind of showing my style and what I want to bring to the table.
Well, that's really wonderful. I really enjoy Phantom Queen for sure. It's an amazing, amazing song. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. So what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
A message to the community. Always remember that our stories, our music, and our lore are there to remind us where we came from and how to reach to our roots. But it's up to us in the present moment to decide how to help those traditions, stories, and our community to evolve and grow.
Wow. I really, really appreciate spending time with you today. I look forward to us developing a wonderful relationship, and as our community continues to grow and the interactions between all of you musicians, that's what we at the IPMA are here for. So thank you so much for spending this time with me today.
Thank you for all that you do for us.
Thank you. This is Alfred Willowhawk of the International Pagan Music Association with Morganth. And this has been the Who Am I interview, and we look forward to the next time that we can all get together. Everyone have a blessed day.